This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you already know this, but we have to apparently share it on a daily basis. It does not matter who the host is. It only matters who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, January the 16th of 2026. Yeah, that's how we go. Yeah, day 16 of the year, and we're going to leave it at that because I'm not giving you the countdown to extinction. Anyway, so we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio big.
Oh, yeah, some radio big always going on, hanging out, doing our thingo as we are doing it. So how have you been? How has the last 24 hours been for you? Hopefully good, grandioso, and all of the fun stuff that one would normally say as we are doing our thing. Anyway, so as we are hanging out today, our show is Friday's version of the show, which means that we're going to give you a little bit of everything that we didn't get to earlier in the week. That's kind of how it goes. We talk a little bit about this, we talk a little bit about that, and then we kind of go through the whole thing, the whole gamut of stuff that is readily available. That's how it goes. So that's what we do on Fridays. Freeform Fridays is catch-up day of everything that we didn't talk about during the week. I hate being one of those shows that turns around and goes about a month down the road, oh yeah, I had all of this stuff that we did not share. So that is why I do not give you a main story on Friday. And it's not a best of on Friday. It is just a catch up of everything that's going on. So if you're good with this, I'll share this with you. We have some people that come in from Feature Story News. They're the professional broadcasters giving you all the news stories that they can. And then they go down that path. That is the easiest way of doing everything. So outside of that, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. We'll get you moving. We'll get you moving. It'll get you grooving. So everything will go down the path right there. Simple process on doing so. And then we go. We move forward and we conquer. Okay, maybe the last part's not true, but we just kind of move forward from there. So if you're ready for this, I'm ready for this. Let's do starting off the weekend review.
successful splash landing of the SpaceX crew evacuated from the International Space Station because of a medical concern.
Minnesota, where there's another shooting involving ICE. This time, a man was shot in the leg. The shooting prompted a new round of protests last night, and federal agents once again used controversial tactics against the demonstrators.
There are also breaking developments from Minneapolis at this hour. Chaos erupting on the streets once again for the second time in a week now. A federal officer opening fire. A man wounded. DHS says he fled officers. Protesters clashing with law enforcement afterward.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado meeting with President Trump at the White House, bringing a special gift in an effort to win his support, the Nobel Peace Prize she won.
I can't think of anybody in history that should get the Nobel Prize more than me.
For 3 years, federal prosecutors say some college basketball games around the country were fixed.
In the corner to Caressi.
And tonight, dozens of Division I players are charged with taking bribes from sports bettors to lose on purpose.
Verizon customers across the country cut off by a massive network outage. The trouble began around noon Eastern time, with the outage tracking website downdetector.com listing New York, Philadelphia, Houston, Atlanta, and Miami as among the places with the most reported issues.
Some more political news. The Justice Department has now launched a criminal investigation of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell over the cost of renovating the Federal Reserve headquarters. Yep, Trump said Powell is not very good at the Fed and not very good at building buildings. I'm not sure Trump's very good at wording words.
Five Republican senators joined Democrats on Thursday in a vote to limit the president's war powers. He went into Venezuela with no approval from Congress. Over the weekend, he called and screamed at the five Republicans who voted on this. That's how he operates. If he doesn't get what he wants, he starts calling people like the world's angriest telemarketer.
So there you go, the weekend review of exactly what we've heard so far throughout the week. So there you go, if in case you missed out on any of the information that was going on. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on always inside of the multiverse. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. I'm going to bring in my friend from Feature Story News. This way they can give you all of the stuff that's happened in the overnight.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunzen in Mumbai. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Donald Trump at the White House on Thursday. Trump said the move was a wonderful gesture of mutual respect. The Nobel Committee has said the prize is not transferable. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy troops to Minnesota in response to rising tensions between protesters and federal agents. His warning came just hours after a man was shot and wounded by an immigration officer who had been attacked with a shovel and broom handle in Minneapolis. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
That shooting further heightened tensions in the city, which have not abated since a woman was fatally shot in the head by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer earlier this month. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump said he would use the centuries-old law to send troops to Minnesota if local politicians, quote, don't obey the law and stop the professional agitators and insurrectionists from attacking the patriots of ICE who are only trying to do their job. Around 3,000 federal agents have been sent to Minnesota in what the Department of Homeland Security says is the biggest operation in its history.
Greenlandic, Danish and US senators are due to meet in Copenhagen on Friday, a day ahead of planned anti-US protests in Greenland and Denmark. The demonstrations come after several European nations sent military personnel to Greenland after the Trump administration continued its pressure campaign to try to acquire the island. Ross Cullen reports.
The US delegation will be in the Danish capital on Friday and Saturday, led by a bipartisan group of senators. They will hold meetings with representatives from Greenland and Denmark as the US president shows no signs of giving up on his ambition to control the strategic Arctic island. The residents here in Greenland overwhelmingly do not want to become part of the US, favouring staying with Denmark for now and then one day seeking full independence. Demonstrations against the pressure campaign from Washington are set to take place in Greenland and cities across Denmark on Saturday as European armed forces personnel continue to arrive here in Greenland in a show of military support for the island.
The US and Taiwan have agreed to a trade deal that will cut tariffs on Taiwanese goods to 15% in exchange for a $250 billion investment in the chip industry in the US. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Trump's administration says it will cut tariffs on most goods from Taiwan to 15% from 20%. That keeps it in line with levies on Japan and South Korea. It will also waive duties on generic drugs and aerospace parts from Taiwan. In exchange, Taiwanese semiconductor and technical companies would invest $250 billion in the US.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney is meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing as the two sides seek a trade deal. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the historic early return of four astronauts from the International Space Station after one of them was believed to require medical attention for an undisclosed health issue. The four-person crew was due to remain in space until the middle of next month. Now they've come home early, there are only three staff members aboard the ISS until another crew can travel there in March. Dara Patel is with the UK's National Space Centre.
There's a rigorous training and health screening before the astronauts actually go up into space. But it's important to say that in the 25-year history of the ISS, there hasn't ever been a medical evacuation like this. And actually for NASA in its 65-year space history, they haven't. But there have been other medical evacuations from space, notably from the Russians in the past. And actually when they've done the risk assessments, they've actually considered that probabilistically or statistically, they would have expected something like this maybe every 3 to 5 years. So it's not something that's just come out of the blue. I guess we've just been fortunate, but it's something that we definitely need to consider when we want to do more long-term space travel. So if we want to venture further out to the moon or eventually to Mars, it's not so much of an easy return as it is from the International Space Station.
NASA says the space station does have medical equipment, but not the tools needed in this case to provide a diagnosis in zero gravity conditions. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
Here's the main news again. Venezuela's opposition leader says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Donald Trump. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy troops to Minnesota. Greenlandic, Danish and US senators are due to meet in Copenhagen on Friday. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney is meeting Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing. And that is the latest feature story news, Rebecca Bunden reporting.
If you're listening to us in the shower right now, you officially like us way too much. But we like it.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stress, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal, safety transmission, the collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah, that's the way that it goes when we are hanging out and talking and doing all of our lovely stuff, no doubt there. So let's continue talking right away about some stuff that is going on inside of the interwebs. Anyways, in the clip from TikTok video, a woman reveals that men should say to get any woman immediately comfortable with them. Take a listen to this, okay?
Say this to get any girl immediately comfortable with you. This is also a phenomenal thing to say when you are interacting with her for the first time. Okay, I know this one from personal experience and it works very well. Whether this is the first time you're meeting her or you're just wanting her to relax around you a little bit more, this is a really great non-creepy compliment to give. And this is a great conversation topic to start out with because it's a light, grounded observation, but it is also the perfect compliment. Make observations about and compliment her sense of style. Accessories are great. Shoes, purses, jewelry, nails. Complimenting her for her sense of style goes deeper than complimenting her for her appearance. You're complimenting her mind.
Okay, so there you go. That's Freeform Friday as we're talking about this. This is a clip that was sent to me and wanting to know my opinion about it. So here's what I'll do in return. I think it's kind of weird that this is part of what we're doing on the show, but we'll leave that for another conversation. What I would like to know is if you go to callinradio.com, drop what you think in regards of what's going on there. Do you like it when somebody comes and compliments the stuff you have on? Because that's kind of a strange one when it's all said and done. So there you go. Okay, so a lot of stuff. I don't ever know where to go with some of these things, even though they pop up. But like we've talked about in the past, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. But for us to get to certain points when you're conversing with your people at your workplace, we kind of think that you need some other stuff to talk about, just not strictly safety. This is why we kind of go into these
weird things
sometimes. So don't worry about that. So take a listen to this. Gen Z has officially handed out a new scarlet letter and millennials aren't thrilled about it. Move over, Karen. Social media has decided the millennial era complainer is now named Jessica. TikTok, Reddit, Instagram, and X are packed with posts declaring that Jessica, the go-to nickname for someone who whines, causes a scene, and throws a public tantrum. The internet jury has spoken, and it's loud. This didn't come from out of anywhere. It's coming from this. A TikTok from 2021 has resurfaced where a woman predicted years ago that Jessica would replace Karen. She ran through popular millennial names, Jennifer, Lisa, and Ashley, and landed on Jessica, saying that Jen seems nice, but Jessica's, they'll mess you up. Prophetic or reckless? I don't know. The algorithm says that it's prophetic. Let's see. Now that the label is trending again, actual Jessicas are not amused. Many are pushing back online, questioning who voted, why Ashley didn't take the fall, and insisting that Jessicas are more likely to judge quietly than start a scene. Translation, we mind our business. Social media, however, is unmoved. Part of the logic, numbers according to the social media or the Social Security Administration. Jessica, the most popular girl's name in the U.S. multiple times between the 80s and the 90s, prime millennial territory. Big generation, big target. Take a listen.
Hello, everybody. This is Jessica. It has come to my unfortunate knowledge that the children of Gen Z have given Jessicas the title of Karen in their day and age. And I haven't heard this. I don't even think they probably even know a Jessica, let's be real. But
duh.
I'm going to put this to rest. It definitely isn't Jessica, because if I know a Jessica, being a Jessica, we're minding our business. We're probably judging, but from afar, because we're not going to get involved because we know better. We're probably at home, minding our business, reading a book, getting out in nature, focusing on how to exist in today's day and age. Fighting with someone, moving our bang to the side really isn't for us. You know, we as an 80s and 90s kids probably got our butts whipped. So we know better. So I'm putting that to rest. We definitely are not Karens, but the kids today definitely aren't getting their butts whipped enough. So maybe they are the Karens. I don't know a common name for those kids today. What you guys are naming your kids is a little strange to me, but it's definitely not Jessica. And I think I could speak for every Jessica.
So she can speak for every Jessica, putting it to rest, but she's not a Karen is what she's saying. Think about that for just a moment, because it makes it a little bit more interesting than anything else. No doubt about that. Okay. So with that being said, where do you want to go today? What do you want to do? How do you want to hang out? What do you want to talk about? Let's get into all kinds of stuff. Let's get into, I think we've already did some oddities there, no doubt about that. Let's get into some other things a little bit more, more along the lines of the news stories. So there you go. A massive college basketball betting scandal just blew open in federal court. Yeah, not a joke as I'm saying this, and it's ugly. Prosecutors say that dozens of players across Division Uno helped rig games to cash, for cash, better saying, turning college hoops into a betting cheat code. A newly unsealed indictment out of Eastern Pennsylvania charges 20 men in sprawling point shaving operations that allegedly touched more than 17 NCAA programs, involved at least 39 players, and impacted 29 games. 15 of those accused played college basketball during 2023 to 2024 and 2024 to 2025 seasons. Some were still on the court this year. According to prosecutors, the scheme started overseas in September of 2022, trying to fix games in China's Pro League, and then pivoted hard to the U.S. college basketball, where players were allegedly paid $10,000 to $30,000 per game to shave points and manipulate specific in-game moments to cash bets. Two players, Sadaquis Hunter and DeQuavin Short, were already punished by the NCAA last November for fixing games at the University of New Orleans. Prosecutors say they were just part of something much bigger. At the center of the alleged fixers who recruited players, including efforts tied to Antonio Blankney, a former All-American and top scorer in China's CBA. Let's see. Antonio isn't charged in this case, but prosecutors say that he is facing charges elsewhere. They said the web spread pro players, then college players, and even more games. So there you go. Controversy creates cash. No shit there. But man, does that get weird? Boy, does watching sports and being that diehard fan that people claim that they are with certain things becomes a totally different mess now. Think about it for a moment. Think about the tribalism that people have with sports. Not everyone, but some people. And here's the weird part about it. Do you understand how strange it is to see people bust their TV because their favorite team lost, or that their day is ruined because their favorite team lost, or that whole scenario of, well, we, as if they were part of the team, are doing this weekend, even though you're sitting at home watching that. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. Imagine I was watching a TV show, and I use all of these weird things of, oh my God, what is going on? Let's use Landman for an example. Let's use The Sopranos for an example. Could you imagine if I was like so diehard that this person was affected in this show, in that show, in the other show? People would have all kinds of weird questions on like, what the hell's going on with you? So I don't know. Do you think the tribalism is that important when it comes to this? Because think about this now. Now you're finding out that this is no different than some of the shows that are predetermined that are on TV. It's not, and even, I mean, one could argue even about reality TV, but we can leave that for another day. Not right now, but man, how weird is that, huh?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this because this one gets interesting. A high-stakes meeting in the White House on January the 14th of 2026 between U.S. officials and representatives from Greenland and Denmark failed to dial down President Trump's rhetoric about possibly acquiring Greenland even by force. As a result, Greenland's Foreign Minister Vivian, I'm going to butcher this, Motzfeldt, became emotional and broke down in tears during the live interview, describing the pressure and disappointment of diplomatic exchange. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke said that the delegation didn't succeed in shifting the U.S. position, making it clear that Denmark and Greenland firmly opposed the attempt at the U.S. control. Vivian also stressed that although last few days have been tough under intense pressure, that the Greenlandic government is strong in working to ensure the safety and security of its people. So there you go. What do you think there? I mean, think about there for just a brief moment. How would you feel if you were in a country that was trying to be acquired by another country? And regardless of you saying, hey, or the country for the most part saying that they have no interest, the leadership of the other country going, eh, you're interested. Well, you are. Regardless. I mean, it becomes a very a weird one for sure. As we are talking. So take a listen to this. President Trump is pushing major escalation in the U.S. against drug cartels, including the idea of putting American forces on Mexican soil to target cartel drug labs and operators. But Mexico has firmly said no to boots on the territory. According to multiple U.S. officials, Trump wants joint military-style operation with Mexico that could allow special operation troops and CIA personnel to cross the border and help dismantle fentanyl production before it ever reaches American streets. This comes in the increase of U.S. anti-drug efforts like Operation Absolute Resolve and capture the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, which the U.S. used to justify the bigger side of the whole thing. So what do you think here? I'm just asking because it becomes a little interesting when it's all said and done. I don't know. It's a weird one. It's a weird one for sure. So very strange times when it's all said and done. Okay, let's continue talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world here. Yesterday, CBS Morning, Ona Metz said that men will oftentimes go right back to a relationship where their current relationship ends. And this is what it said. Take a listen to what she had to say.
Divorce is always heartbreaking in the beginning. It's messy in the middle. Yeah. But at the end, it offers these incredible opportunities for growth, healing, and transformation.
For men, too.
For men, too. Yep. Well, and men oftentimes will go right into another relationship.
Yes.
I don't know
they
about
always
the people
do.
Here.
Well, I don't know. Men be tripping sometimes.
Okay, so there you go. If that news is true, what do you think about it, number one? And I would love for you to go to callitradio.com, drop me a line there, or do video, do audio, do whatever you want. I would love to know your opinion about that. Do you feel, and that's a feelings question, that when one relationship ends, people tend to jump to the next relationship immediately? It's kind of an interesting standpoint. Or just kind of look at your past relationships. I almost said your past lives, but that would have been weird. In regards of what has happened. Is that kind of what occurs? Or is that something different? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other stuff. A 17-year-old in Shanghai just learned the hard way that gaming the system eventually games you back. The teen was sentenced to 6 years in prison after exploiting a refund loophole that let him get his money back without returning the product. The trick was simple. He was wildly stupid in volume. He figured out that he could submit fake courier tracking numbers when requesting returns on makeup orders. The system automatically refunded him, no questions asked. Instead of testing it once or twice like a normal criminal, he went full boss mode. Over several months, the teen filed 11,900 fake refund requests, racking up nearly $680,000 worth of cosmetics. He sold the makeup secondhand platforms, pocketed about $574,000, and kept the refunds, double dipping like it was a buffet or something. Authorities say that he blew the money on phones, designer clothes, video games, and flexing for his friends until the inevitable knocked on the door. Because he was a minor at the time, the court showed leniency and handed him 6 years behind bars. 6 years behind bars. Think about that for doing this. Okay, I'm going to give you one more before we go back to something else here for a moment. A fitness instructor filming herself doing yoga at the gym got a nasty surprise when she watched the video back and spotted a man secretly filming her from behind in the background. Elena McCarthy posted the clip on Instagram to call out what she says the women deal with far too often. In the footage, she's doing a yoga puppy pose on the mat and completely unaware that the man walks past the glass door, pulls out his phone, and aims it straight at her backside in some kind of wildlife documentary. Her caption didn't mince words either. Not all men, but always, not all men, but always a man. She made it very clear that there's a massive difference between being in public and being treated like a public property, calling the behavior not just creepy, but violation. Predictably, the internet did what the internet does. Instead of focusing on the guy filming, some commenters blamed her clothes and her stretching and accusing her for provoking the situation. Elena fired back, saying that if your first instinct is to police her outfit instead of condemning the camera creep, you're part of the problem. She doubled down, saying that clothing never equals consent and that blaming women only excuses predatory behavior. So what do you think? What is your thought process about the whole thing? I think it's creepy in regards if you go to the gym and someone's filming in the first place, even if you're filming your own stuff. It's kind of a weird thing. Like, what do you kind of go back and go, I'm repurposing how I'm doing the stuff? I never understand that. And what I always like is the ones that get extremely pissed off if you walk in front of their camera view like they own the fucking gym, which is not the case. It always drives me crazy because I just don't understand it. It's like, just go get your own gym, dude. You shouldn't be in a public gym. But here's the weird part. Why is anybody filming in the first place? And then the second part, is it why did this guy just randomly start filming someone? I don't care who you are. There should be some level of consent if you're going to start filming someone. Just weird. Anyways, let's do this. It is Freeform Friday, so let's keep it back to our freeform. Let's get back into the news real quick.
Here is the news on the Rosenthal Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Brussels, I'm William Denslow. Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has given her Nobel Peace Prize medal to US President Donald Trump.
I presented the President of the United States the medal as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
President Trump has praised Machado after the gift, but has not endorsed her as Venezuela's new leader. The Nobel Peace Prize Committee says the title can't be transferred, no matter who has possession of the medal. US forces seized the country's former president, Nicolas Maduro, and charged him with drug trafficking earlier this month. Greenlandic, Danish and US senators are due to meet in Copenhagen on Friday, a day ahead of planned anti-US protests in Greenland and Denmark. The demonstrations come after several European nations sent military personnel to Greenland, after the Trump administration continued its pressure campaign to try and acquire the island. Ross Cullen reports from Greenland's capital, Nuuk.
The US delegation will be in the Danish capital on Friday and Saturday, led by a bipartisan group of senators. They will hold meetings with representatives from Greenland and Denmark as the US president shows no signs of giving up on his ambition to control the strategic Arctic island. The residents here in Greenland overwhelmingly do not want to become part of the US, favouring staying with Denmark for now and then one day seeking full independence. Demonstrations against the pressure campaign from Washington are set to take place in Greenland and cities across Denmark on Saturday as European Armed Forces personnel continue to arrive here in Greenland in a show of military support for the island. Ross Cullen, Nuuk, Greenland.
President Trump has announced the formation of the so-called Board of Peace that will oversee the post-war management of Gaza in phase two of the peace plan. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
After several weeks of delay, President Trump announced the formation of the board that will supervise a government of Palestinian technocrats who will take over managing Gaza's daily affairs from Hamas. President Trump will chair the board and said the other members will be announced shortly. The leaders of Egypt, Qatar, the UAE, the UK, Italy, and Germany are reportedly expected to participate, while the Trump administration is said to have had trouble filling the board's remaining spots. The board's first meeting is expected to take place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week.
And the US and Taiwan have agreed to a trade deal that will cut tariffs on Taiwanese goods to 15% in exchange for a $250 billion investment in the chip industry in the US. Boosting US production of critical semiconductor chips has been a priority for Washington as it pushes companies to invest in American manufacturing. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the historic early return of four astronauts from the International Space Station after one of them was believed to require medical attention for an undisclosed health issue. The four-person crew were due to remain in space until the middle of next month. Now they've come home early, there are only three staff members aboard the ISS until another crew can travel there in March. Dara Patel is with the UK's National Space Centre.
There's a rigorous training and health screening before the astronauts actually go up into space. But it's important to say that in the 25-year history of the ISS, there hasn't ever been a medical evacuation like this. And actually for NASA in its 65-year space history, they haven't. But there have been other medical evacuations from space, notably from the Russians in the past. And actually when they've done the risk assessments, they've actually considered that probabilistically or statistically, they would have expected something like this maybe every 3 to 5 years. So it's not something that's just come out of the blue. I guess we've just been fortunate, but it's something that we definitely need to consider when we want to do more long-term space travel. So if we want to venture further out to the moon or eventually to Mars, it's not so much of an easy return as it is from the International Space Station.
NASA says the space station does have medical equipment, but not the tools needed in this case to provide a diagnosis in zero gravity conditions. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. Venezuela's opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has given her Nobel Peace Prize medal to US President Donald Trump. Greenlandic, Danish and US senators are due to meet in Copenhagen on Friday, a day ahead of planned anti-US protests in Greenland and Denmark. And US President Donald Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act to deploy troops to Minnesota in response to rising tensions between protesters and federal agents. And that's the latest feature story news. William Denslow reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
A non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Signal's gone.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, this one right here is called Can't Tune.
Reflections of the undertow.
Oh, yeah.
I beg the void to let me sleep.
A lot of stuff going on right there, as you can hear the layers over layers.
Silence cuts to
the deep. Hear it, go.
No machine to save, just the pulse inside the grave, a frequency that won't let go, calling me below. Can't tune, I'm drowning in the cold.
Yep, so there you go. I can't tune. Okay, I better get out of this, because if not, I'm going to end up listening to the whole song and going, oh, yeah, where'd the time go? So there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, all you have to do is go to the section and you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. Seriously, it can change everything for you. Not a joke. I know that sometimes people will be like, oh, now you're just kind of joking when you say that. Nope, not at all. You go there. And it can change everything, like seriously change everything. Not a joke whatsoever. Okay, let's continue talking about some things here. Let's talk about some should we talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend? Because I know some people really care about that. It's like a big deal. Like, this is like life-changing stuff or something. I don't get it, but hey, whatever. We'll talk about some movies that are coming out today. Let's see. Charlie the Wonder Dog, starring Owen Wilson, comes out. A dog gains superpower after he's abducted by aliens. Together, they battle evil cat threatening humanity while the dog becomes a famous superhero. Also, in another movie, Dead Man's Wire, comes out today. That one, let's see, has Al Pacino in it. On February, some movie synopsis is on February the 8th, 1977, Christus enters the office of Richard Hall, president of the Meridian Mortgage Company, and took him hostage and sawed off a shotgun wired with a dead man's wire. So there you go. That was rated R. Comes out today. Also, The Killer Whale comes out today. Followed the best friends Maddie and Trish as they find themselves trapped in a remote lagoon with dangerous killer whale. Rated R. Also, Night Patrol comes out today with Dermot Mulroney, Justin Long, and CM Punk. An LA cop discovers a local task force hiding inside of that puts the residents of his childhood neighborhood in danger. Rated R in theaters only. And also, The Rip. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon comes out today. A group of Miami cops discovered a stash of millions in cash and disrupts as the outsiders learn about the huge seizure, making them question who to rely on. Rated R, and that one is streaming on Netflix. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are speaking. So if you wanted some movie news, I think that's about as close as we get in regards of what is going on. No doubt about that one. Let's see. What else do we got here? Let's talk about some other news. Do you care about NFL games? If you do or if you don't, I'm going to share them with you anyways. Tomorrow's game starting at 4:30 p.m. Buffalo versus Denver. That's Eastern time. San Francisco versus Seattle. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern time. On Sunday, it's the Houston versus the New England at 3 p.m. Eastern, and then Los Angeles versus, or let's make sure that we're clear, the Rams versus Seattle at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I guess there you go. You have your lineup for your semi-championship games, because they're not the championship games yet before you get to the Super Bowl. So it's coming down to the wire. So that's it. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's bring my friend John Smalls in and let him tell you about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute. The Motivation
Minute. Courtesy of JaysCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Lisa. Carol Burnett said, "When you have a dream, you've got to grab it and never let go." If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I live this one. I've been absolutely fortunate that I get to do what I get to do. I really do thank God for this opportunity each and every day when I wake up and when I go to sleep and many times in between. If you don't feel that way about your chosen path in life, you are missing out. Now, I understand that sometimes there are circumstances that get in the way. Trust me, I've had many of those as well. My advice in that scenario is to map out a plan to get back on track and then do something every day to take a step towards the life you want. It might be a tiny little step, but make sure you're always gaining momentum to get where you want to be in life. The Motivation Minute. This has been the Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosen R Safety Show.
In a tense escalation amid widespread demonstrations across Iran, authorities there announced swift trials and potential executions for detained protesters, Joseph Eckerson, with the latest.
Protests erupted after economic hardships and government policies sparked unrest in major cities. Officials claimed over 2,000 deaths during the crackdown, with families fearing imminent hangings for participants. President Trump warned of strong action if any executions proceed.
As discussions unfolded in Washington between American leaders and counterparts from Denmark and Greenland, a fundamental disagreement persisted.
Vice President Vance hosted the meeting to explore enhanced cooperation on security and resources. Denmark reiterated its sovereignty over Greenland despite U.S. interest in bolstering NATO presence there. Greenlandic representatives emphasized local autonomy in any decisions. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A massive construction crane suddenly toppled onto a moving train in Thailand, claiming the lives of at least 22 passengers.
The incident occurred during infrastructure work near a busy station in the capital. Emergency crews rushed to extricate survivors from the wreckage amid chaotic scenes. Investigators pointed to possible structural failure as the cause. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Federal immigration agents clashed with demonstrators in Minneapolis, detaining several individuals, including tribal members.
Protests intensified after agents pulled a woman from her vehicle during a routine stop. The Oglala Sioux tribe reported three of its members among those arrested and transferred to facilities. City officials disputed the federal tactics as overly aggressive. Liam White reporting.
The Trump administration abruptly suspended immigrant visa processing from 75 countries.
The policy affects nations with high rates of welfare use among immigrants. Officials argued it protects economic resources for citizens. Critics warned of family separations and diplomatic strains resulting from the halt. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Montana police officers who entered a home without a warrant during an emergency call.
Justices emphasized the need for flexibility in urgent situations involving safety. The case stemmed from a domestic dispute where officers intervened quickly. Dissenters raised worries about eroding privacy protections. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Federal data revealed a notable decline in overdose deaths across the United States throughout most of 2025.
This marked a positive shift amid
ongoing efforts to combat the opioid crisis. The drop followed increased access to treatment and naloxone distribution. Public health experts credited community programs for the reduction. Kyle Norris reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, here we are, 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and start talking right away about some things that happened back on this date. If I take a look back at 19, let's see. We have to make sure that we're very precise. Back in 1974, Jaws is published. Not the movie, but it's published in 1976. Peter Frampton released platinum live album, Frampton Comes Alive. That's the next one. And let's talk about back in 2025, actor and director Justin Baldoni countersues actress Blake Lively for $400 million for defamation and extortion over the film It Ends With Us after Lively earlier sued for him for harassment and smear campaign that happened all back on this date. Throughout the days that I told you already. Okay, what else do we need to know? Let's talk about things you ought to know, because that seems to be important. Tonight's Mega Million jackpot is for $230 million jackpot. Tomorrow's Powerball will be for $179 million jackpot. Also, Republican Congress Don Bacon warned this week that if President Trump actually follows through with his increasingly loud talk about seizing Greenland by force, it could trigger a third impeachment. Bacon, who is retiring and doesn't shy from breaking with Trump on this issue, told the Omaha World Herald that an invasion of Greenland, a sovereign NATO ally, would be a total mistake and the end of his presidency. And let's see, he personally would lean towards supporting impeachment if it happened. Bacon has also co-sponsored legislation to block military action against NATO territories, saying that Trump's rhetoric towards Greenland is utterly buffoonery. So there you go. Also, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said yesterday that she gave her Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump during their meeting at the White House. Machado told reporters at Capitol Hill yesterday afternoon that she had given Trump her medal, which she won last year due to her commitment to turning Venezuela into a democracy. I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize, she said. And also in some other news, after massive nationwide network outage knocked out service to roughly 12 hours, Verizon announced it will give the affected customers a $20 credit, calling the blackout a huge inconvenience. The company admitted that the credit doesn't really make up for it, saying that no amount truly could. Translation, please stop yelling. There's a catch. Regular customers have to manually redeem the credit through a Verizon app and apply it to their bill. Business customers will be contacted separately to work out compensation. Verizon claims that the $20 covers multiple days of service, which did not land well online. Customers quickly pushed back, demanding answers on what actually caused the outage, something Verizon still hasn't explained. Others were annoyed that they had to jump through hoops to get the credit, arguing that it would be better to automatically apply since the failure wasn't their fault. So what do you think there? Very interesting one. So I'm still going to tell you, like I told you yesterday, mobilemobile.io. If you go there, it has all three networks, and you can jump from network to network by having just one phone number. You don't have to change the phone number as you're doing it, and it's significantly lower in price than if you were actually handling the majors. It's all three major companies, but listed as something else. So there you go. Anyways, let me give you some do you want the weird factos? No, let's give you some words of wisdom for today. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it and you can influence it. And once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going up to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, you can stay here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That is it. If I can leave you with a tidbit of advice for today, if you have to bathe your dog in the bathtub, place a nylon or a steel wool pot scrubber in the drain to catch all the dog hair. It prevents dog hair from building up in the drain and the pipes. So that's something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation. Where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.